concentration. My size increased, and now I'm 14 stories high.
No. It's a sin.
That really should be my cue to get on the mic when the song just ends and you hear the crackling of the vinyl. It should be, but it doesn't always work. Hey, Heaven 17 wrapping up that set of music from 1983 with their song We Live So Fast. Heaven 17, a project from Martin Ware. Martin Ware celebrating a birthday today, so I wanted to play some Heaven 17 in celebration of his birthday. Let's see, I've got the age written down here, 67 years old. Happy birthday, Martin. And it doesn't just end there. Before the Heaven 17, how about Pansy Division doing their version of Pet Shop Boys' It's a Sin? And then I also played in there another band that Martin Ware was in, but then he quit to form Heaven 17, Human League. From there, 1979 debut album Reproduction, I played Empire State Human. Also before that, how about some Big Dipper doing a cover of Pete Shelley's Homo Sapien, the Ramones in that set of music with I Want to Be Sedated for I'll tell you in a second. I want to finish up the set of music. And then title track from the Let's Go album from, I think, the Reducers? Is that when I started that? Oh, no. The Reducers were the other set. Sparkle Jets UK started that set. Brand new music from them. Album's called Best of Friends. And it's referencing the fact that their new album is paying tribute to a lot of bands from the L.A. area. And that is one said song, the Best of Friends, the He's Coming Out song that I played from Sparkle Jets UK was a underground classic by the Masticators, if I say their wrongs. Masticators. We'll go with Masticators. If you're in the band or you know the band and I'm saying it wrong, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I don't have the best grasp of the English language. I do know that in about less than 15 minutes, hopefully that's the goal, less than 15 minutes, we're going to do a mock. And tonight's mocking is celebrating the fact that I, the mockster, I am celebrating with you 24 days, 24 minutes, the number 24, because it's the anniversary of my 24th anniversary here at WRCT. May 1999 is when I started. It's now May 2023. Do the math. That's 24 years. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a lot of songs that either have 24 in the title or talk about being 24 years old. Those are the songs going underneath the mock light. If you have a suggestion for one of those songs, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. I played that Ramones because the Ramones didn't fit because it does say 24 hours. Yeah, but that's hours. That's not. Now, if the song I Want to Be Sedated was called 24, I would have played that in the mock, but it wasn't. So I played it outside of the mock for your listening pleasure. Hey, speaking of listening pleasure, let's get the mockster to stop the rambling and back into the music. Going back to 2006 for this one, from the Catastrophe Keeps Us Together album, it is, I'll call it the title track, it's Catastrophe. It's Rainer Maria here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Garden. It ain't the easy. So it comes to the end of the day, and I'm checking out of my hotel room today. It's been 2 years since I've seen your face. Girl beside me reminds me how you taste. Since I've seen you, I've been beaten down and bruised. Every day I'm feeling more and more misused. I never thought that I would be without your love. Years gone by, you're still the one I'm thinking of. Sweet Savannah, you shine so bright. May evening bring your favorite night. Sweet Savannah, you've been gone so long. I've got to move on. It's getting cold, I put my jacket on your back. We smoke a cigarette, the last one in the pack. I still remember exactly what you said. You had demons that you couldn't put to bed. Now I'm leaving, yeah, I'm moving out west. And it's time for us to lay our history to rest. I still remember a teardrop in your eye. But you know, I couldn't stand to see you cry. Oh, sweet Savannah, shine so bright. Savannah, you've been gone so long, but I've got to move on. So now I close on this Hollywood night, where this counterculture cultivates an emptiness inside. Would it be different if you were still here in my life? Would I be sober and would you be my wife? Sweet Savannah, you shine so bright. May evening bring your favorite night. Sweet Savannah, you've been gone so long that I've got to be moving on.
That is Birthday Boy Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son. Yeah, 44 years old today. So wanted to play something for Shooter from Put the O Back in Country with Sweet Savannah wrapping up that set of music. Before that, some brand new music from H.C. McIntyre. New album's called Every Acre. You heard Rose of Clover and Rainer Maria with Catastrophe from the Catastrophe Keeps Us Together album from 2006. Wrapping up that set of music, wrapping up where we at? Where are we at? We are at that point in this radio show that I got to tell you, we got a mock. We have a mock, and that mock should be happening now. But before I get to the mock, I have two things to tell you. First and foremost, I want to know, did you receive a savings bond maybe decades ago for your birthday, your graduation, your bar mitzvah? I don't know. And then you put it in a drawer. I did, and I think I still have them in said drawer, but I and you may be among millions of Americans who altogether own billions of dollars of Series E saving bonds that are over 30 years old. And guess what? They have stopped gaining interest. So think of that. They're not doing anything. They're not making you more money, so you should cash it out. They're worth more than their face value. Find out more if you have a one of these bonds at treasuryhunt.gov, which will lead you to another website, because I've gone to this website, and it's a different website now. But treasuryhunt.gov, find out more. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Treasury and, of course, your friends at WRCT. And I also want to remind you that some of the music played here on WRCT has not been donated by the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, because you know why? They're an art gallery. But they do support WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, they do. They're located on Penn Avenue. They're in the Garfield neighborhood. They've been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. You can check them out the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. during Unblurred, or visit them on the web. Who am I talking about again? The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. It's irmafreeman.org. Or call them. Be old school. 412-924-0634. Call them up. Hey, speaking of calling up, I had a caller call in and gave me some insight, gave me some knowledge. And I always want to pass on the knowledge. When someone gives me knowledge, I want more people to know said knowledge. And they're like, hey, you're familiar. You just played to Heaven 17 and Martin Ware, and it's his birthday and blah, blah, blah. But do you know where the band took their name? And I'm like, I'm really not sure if I'm familiar with that. From A Clockwork Orange. There was a brief period in the Moxer's world that was like one of his favorite movies. So I don't know how I grasped that, or because I'm old, I just forgot that Heaven 17 was referenced on a flyer, on a poster, in A Clockwork Orange. Speaking of clock, guess what? The clock says, and you can hear it in the background. Kind of sounds like a clock, does it not? It's time for the mock. And tonight only, and every other encore show that you hear of this show, when I replay it, we are going to celebrate the fact that the Mockster has been here at WRCT for now 24 years. Count them up. 1, 2, 3... some blurry years in there, 5, 9, 12 blurry years, some COVID years. Yep, 24 years. May of 1999 is when the Mockster started here at WRCT. So in celebration of myself, yes, it is an ego-driven mock that I do once a year. I'm going to play songs that are related to either being the age of 24 or have 24 in the title. Mudhoney is starting off everything with something from Super Fuzz, Big Muff. Ah, it's a song called 24. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
eventful youth, though you could get that rap from someone else. And I could make an observation if you want the voice of a generation, but I'm too self-absorbed to give it clout. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're young and bored and 24 and don't know you, I know, but there's no hope and it's hard to come on. But wouldn't that be cheap and ill-informed? And I could bet you don't believe me if I said it came from deep within me, but I promise you I'm telling you the truth. And I don't really care about anybody else when I haven't got my own life figured out. 'Cause when you're 24 and you're
Yeah. a CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plans? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake that ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Now her SUV has become the enemy. Looks at her average life. Nothing has been alright since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna. Way before Nirvana, there was YouTube and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. At least 100 times. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. She rocked out to Wham. Not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Never knew George was gay. Hope they'd hook up one day. Where's her fairy tale? Where's her dream? Where's the quarterback from her high school football team? Where's her fairy tale? Where's her dream? How many times will she ask her? What happened to me? Ask herself what happened.
The robber bro.
When Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was YouTube and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985.
We are midway through a mock celebration of the Mockster. That's me celebrating 24 years here at WRCT. You know what I found out in figuring out what songs to play? I found out that that was actually the original version of a cover.
Yeah.
Bowling for Soup actually covered SR-71, Stacy's Mom. Or 1985. I don't know where Stacy's Mom came from. Like, my brain just went somewhere else. 1985, which name drops a person being 24, which I am. 24 years here at WRCT. Before the SR-71, what else did I play? I don't know. Oh, I do know. Some game theory. Went to Real Nighttime for 24 from Scott Miller and Company. The Vaccines gave us their song No Hope and start off the entire set with Mud Honey from Super Fuzz Big Muff with 24. We are halfway, the first half, if you're wondering, but we are halfway through a celebration of the fact that the Mockster has been on the air here at WRCT for 24 years. Which just made me realize what's going to happen next year. That's 25. That's like a landmark. I should actually let people know about that. You know, reach out. Maybe get on social media. Maybe actually get on social media just for that one occasion and let people say, hey, Mockster, 25 years. Oh my God, why don't they just have you retire? So I am playing songs. I got four more songs in what I'm calling the mock. the mock celebration, the mock-abration of 24 years here at 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Going back to the Down Colorful Hill release from 1992, Red House Painters, in 24.
So it's not... loaded stadiums or ballparks. And we're not kids on swing sets on the black tie. And I thought at 15 that I'd have it down by 16. And 24 keeps breathing in my face like a mad whore. And 24 keeps pounding at my door. Thank you.
She challenged everyone to a fight, but the people all bowed down, and they ran her out of town. 'Cause she drank and swore and spoke, out of turn she was the village joke. She had a stroke at the age of 24. It could have been a brilliant career, getting clients to finance her strategy. She's filling time in a safe way on Saturdays. She wears the clothes of an emperor, but her paintings are a sham, and they're going for a grand. When the dealers come to view, do they ever see the real?
Look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, 24 and the soul. In a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life, I'm a lot like someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Lullabies look in your eyes, same old town, doesn't mean that much to me, mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Oh
take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. All one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true.
That's Russ Tolman. Russ Tolman, along with Richard McGrath, doing their version of Neil Young's Old Man. Jay in the North Hills called in and said, dude, we're listening. We appreciate you being here for 24 years. Could you play some Neil Young, Old Man, in that celebration of 24? And I'm like, I can, but I'm not going to because I'm going to play a cover of that song. Russ Tolman. Now, Russ was actually, if you are unfamiliar, like he was associated with the Paisley Underground, met Steve Wynn and Kendra Smith later of the Dream Syndicate when they were all students at, I think, UC Davis, and started a band called The Suspects. And then, Russ went on. Oh, it was in True West. Did some other stuff. But that wraps up that set of music and wraps up the mock and the celebration of me, the mockster, being on the airwaves here at WRCT for 24 years. Before the Russ Tolman, Cabaret Voltaire from 1983's Crackdown album with the song 2424. Now, what's interesting, I pulled the album out of the vinyl, out of the library, and it wasn't the album. It was a different Cabaret Voltaire. It was a single, and I was really confused. So I pulled out all the vinyl, and I had to like go through and figure out that someone had misfiled the vinyl in the wrong sleeve. But the fun part is I'm wondering, when did that happen? Sometime between 1983 and 2023, in the last 40 years that happened, because when was the last time Cabaret Voltaire vinyl was played here at WRCT? I ask you. I don't know the answer. I ask that. Bell and Sebastian in that set of music as well, from the Boy with the Arab Strap with It Could Have Been a Brilliant Career. Again, highlighting a 24-year-old. And Red House Painters. Red House Painters start off the entire set from 1992 with the song 24, which wraps everything up. Nice and smooth and easy. Hey, speaking of smooth and easy, wow. If I could not have segued into that any easier. You throw relaxing in there. So if it's smooth, relaxing, and easy, it's a radio program here in WRCT with Eric O'Brien, where he blends instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with an occasional vocal pop standard. And then what else? He mixes in odd news, interesting song facts. Yeah, it's like if the Mockster were 40 years older, which is ironic because Eric O'Brien might be younger than the Mockster, but this is the show I would do. It's called Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. He's got interesting song facts. It's got a little bit of levity, which I do not. It's Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. As I'm reviewing my facts, in my trivia, and the things that I want to bring to you on my Viva La Mock radio program, I realized it was actually on this very day. On this very day that Peter Gabriel released his So album in 1986. Do the math! 37 years.